Good morning, WGXC. This is Tom Rowe, the WGXC Morning News from the WGXC Newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, blogs, Twitter feeds, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The headlines for Thursday, October 13th, 2011. The southern zone bow hunting season and northern zone muzzleloader season for deer and bear begin at sunrise this Saturday, October 15th, marking the start of hunting season this year. The southern zone includes most of upstate New York outside of the northern zone except for Westchester County. The northern zone generally includes the Adirondacks and that northern area. The early seasons are a great time to be in the woods, said Commissioner Joe Martins, the DEC commissioner. Quote, with recent legislation now allowing 12 to 13-year-olds to purchase a junior bow hunting license, we encourage adult hunters to share their passion, experience, and time with a junior hunter this year, unquote. There's new antler restrictions for areas in Delaware, Sullivan, and Ulster counties south of State Route 28. And other bear and crossbow new regulations this year that you can see if you go to newsroom.wgxc.org. An unsigned story in the Register Star yesterday says that Hudson Mayor Rick Scalera endorses Republican mayoral nominee William Hallenbeck to replace him in next month's election. Quote, why? Well, if there is one thing I have learned as the most important duty of a mayor, it is to respect people of all walks of life, unquote, Scalera wrote in a press release. Quote, Bill just didn't arrive on the scene. As a lifelong resident, I have watched him work and retire from law enforcement in Hudson and the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and he has always treated people fairly. He has worked in the Hudson City School District for some time now, working closely with our kids, unquote. Scalera has been mayor of Hudson off and on since the 1990s. Hallenbeck is current 3rd Ward Supervisor in Hudson. Scalera is running unopposed for 5th Ward Supervisor. Another former Hudson Mayor, Dick Tracy, also endorsed Hallenbeck, the report says. Nick Haddad is Hallenbeck's Democratic opponent this fall. Read the full story in the Register Star. COPIC Supervisor Reggie Crowley forwards this message from Britt Westergaard at the Albany National Weather Service to local emergency managers. At this time, it appears that rain, heavy at times, beginning yesterday now, will linger in the area through Saturday, mostly causing high within banks, rises on creeks, streams, and rivers later in the week, as well as poor drainage area issues, especially where fallen leaves are blocking storm drains. Portions of the Catskills could see 3-day totals of 3 to 4 inches, which could cause some rises to minor flood stage. If any periods receive heavier rainfall than currently forecast, higher river crests are certainly possible. We'll have more on the weather in a second on the news here. The deadline to register to vote in this year's general elections is tomorrow, Friday, October 14th. October 14th is also the deadline to change party registration in time for next year's primary elections. There's still time to ask for an absentee ballot before November 1st, and it has to be postmarked and by November 7th and received by November 15th to count in this year's election, which is November 8th, Tuesday, November 8th this year. Again, the National Weather Service predicts rain for today, Thursday, with thunderstorms also possible after noon and a high near 64. Thursday night, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 a.m. with a low around 58. Friday, more rain is likely with a high near 70. Town meetings today. The town of Austerlitz holds a public hearing to consider local law number 3 to override the tax levy limit of General Municipal Law 3C. That's at 6:45 at the Austerlitz Town Hall. Chatham, there's a village meeting at 7:30 p.m. Copake, there will be an open workshop for the 2012 budget at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Gallatin, there's a town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall. Greene County holds a finance and audit committee meeting at 5 p.m. at the county building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. In Hunter, the town of Hunter Board conducts a workshop to discuss the 2012 budget at 6 p.m. at Hunter Town Hall. Kinderhook's Planning Board workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Niverville. Livingston holds a town board meeting at 7 p.m. Stuyvesant holds a town board meeting at 7 p.m. Tannersville Village Trustees meet at 7 p.m. in their Village Hall on Route 23A. And Windham, the town board, meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Hensonville. Sun rises at 7:04 a.m. today and sets at 6:21 p.m. The moon sets at 8:35 a.m. and then rises again in the evening at 6:53. Today's birthdays include Lenny Bruce, Margaret Thatcher, Nana Mouskouri, Pharaoh Sanders, and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And today at 3 p.m. on WGXC, tune in for Radio Theater, when we'll have feature theme songs from classic radio shows such as Lux Radio Theater, Philco Radio Time, The Lone Ranger, and more. And also a horror story for Halloween at 3 p.m. on the Radio Theater program on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.